This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mourners on Tuesday began days of funerals for Iran's president and others killed in a helicopter crash. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A sea of black could be seen across the Iranian city of Tabriz. Mourners came out in droves to pay their last respects to deceased Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi and Iran's foreign minister, among other officials. A vehicle carried the bodies of Raisi as well as the foreign minister Hossein Amiradollahian, the governor of Iran's East Azerbaijan province, a senior cleric from Tabriz, and a Revolutionary Guard official and three crew members. A government-led series of ceremonies is aimed at both honoring the dead and projecting strength in an unsettled Middle East. I'm Karen Chamas.
Protesters interrupted U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as he began offering testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Tuesday.
Pursuing Russia was 6 years old when Israeli killed her. Pursuing Russia was 6 years old. Blinken, you will be remembered as the butcher of Gaza. You will be remembered for murdering.
As I was saying, the People's Republic of China.
Blinken reiterated the support of President Joe Biden's administration for Israel, but insisted it was focused on easing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday Ukrainian troops are achieving tangible results against Russian forces in the hotspot northeastern Kharkiv region, but he says the front line is extremely difficult elsewhere. Russia launched a fresh assault on Kharkiv on May 10th and has since captured several small settlements in its biggest advance in 18 months, with fighting going on along the front line as well. This is VOA News. A Greek judge dismissed charges on Tuesday against nine Egyptian men accused of causing a shipwreck that killed hundreds of migrants last year and sent shockwaves through the European Union's border protection and asylum operations. A prosecutor had argued Greece lacked jurisdiction because the overcrowded fishing boat sank outside Greek territorial waters. More than 500 people are believed to have gone down with the ship that had been traveling from Libya to Italy. Following the sinking, 104 people were rescued and 82 bodies were recovered. A British man died and several passengers were injured on Tuesday when turbulence hit a Singapore Airlines flight. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
A flight from London's Heathrow Airport on the way to Singapore hit severe turbulence over the Indian Ocean. The Singapore Airlines Boeing 777 dropped 6,000 feet in about 3 minutes. The aircraft sent an international emergency signal. It's called a squawk code, and was able to divert and land in Bangkok, though in stormy weather. A 73-year-old British man died, and more than two dozen other passengers were hurt. Emergency medical crews rushed to help the passengers. Singapore Airlines is offering its deep condolences to the family of the man who died and said it's helping to provide medical assistance for those who need it. I'm Rita Foley.
The new head of South Africa's struggling state utility says talks are being held with groups funding the country's green energy transition over plans to delay the closure of some coal-fired power plants. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
At UN climate talks in 2021, the likes of the US, the UK and the EU pledged a total of $8.5 billion to help Africa's most industrialized economy cut emissions and move away from coal. But in the struggling South African economy, which relies on aging coal-fired plants for the majority of its electricity needs, keeping the lights on has been a tough task. Eskom has managed to suspend the rolling power outages that have plagued the country for years in the 2 months leading to South Africa's May 29th election. South Africa's creaky power sector and its economic fallout in a country with high levels of unemployment are seen as key issues for voters.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Former U.S. President Donald Trump opted not to testify in his criminal hush money trial on Tuesday, bringing his defense to a quick conclusion, including the way for jurors to begin deliberations next week. Trump had stoked speculation for weeks about whether he would take the stand to defend himself against charges of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to a porn star before the 2016 presidential election. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.